Okay. Hi, my name is Martin. I'm one of the co-maintainers of GNUNet, and today I will talk a bit about the project. I think if you have been here in the morning as well, I think it ties in quite nicely with other projects that we have heard about today when it comes to decentralization of the internet. So I think I'm preaching to the choir, so the internet is under attack. But I want to give you a kind of a different perspective from what we have heard today in this aspect. If we look at the internet, how it works today, it's not just centralized services and applications that we need to decentralize. The internet is a technology stack that goes deep up to the from applications down to the physical layer. So we have the Ethernet, we have IP, BGP. So this is the OSI ISO stack. So you have a physical layer, then you have a data link layer, which if you have a cable, it's the Ethernet. Then you have a network layer, which is IP and BGP, which is usually used for routing. Then you have a transport layer, where there are transport layer protocols. Then you usually also have a naming system, which now is DNS for most internet applications. And on top of that now, you have, at the moment, very centralized and large applications and services. Now, as we heard before today, and as we probably also heard in the news, those centralized services are very easy to subvert. So programs like Prism and any other lawful interception methods can basically directly collect data from you by simply going to those services and taking it. And in order to avoid that, of course, it makes sense to think about how can those applications be decentralized. But that's only half of the story, because you're forgetting about the rest of the stack. So a lot of times when you hear about the blockchains or blockchain-based applications, it's completely forgotten that if you attack the network on a deeper level, then your blockchain is not really worth much, or at least the security guarantees it gives you, simply because the ISPs and the routing infrastructure, you have no control over that, and it also does not provide inherently any security on its metadata, for example. And as we have heard before also in the news, people are killed based on metadata, right? And this is hardly ever addressed in projects that try to decentralize applications, be that identity services or be that, social network services. But you always need to keep that in mind, because everything is built on top of the internet infrastructure. And then, of course, you have the naming system, which is a completely different story. And DNS is something that is not only does not provide you any kind of security, but it's also arguably managed and governed by corrupt organizations, which we have seen with the .org case just recently. So there's absolutely no aspect in this whole stack that actually provides us with any security guarantees, and we cannot actually use it to build decentralized applications on top. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have a proper foundation to do that. And that is where the vision of the GNUNet project actually starts. So GNUNet wants to basically build a full stack that provides you with the individual layers of the ISO-OSI stack so that decentralized applications can be built in a meaningful way. And we need metadata protection, we need encryption, and we need decentralization. And we need a stack that supports those three features, and specifically metadata protection. So if we were to have a clean slate and just think about, okay, so what would we like to have in this stack, or how should it look like? Then I'm going to, for now, exclude the physical layer, because that's a bit tricky. But let's think about Ethernet. So the Ethernet is usually used to have a protocol that connects two nodes directly. So if you want to decentralize a system, you can think about your direct neighbors. If you're in a decentralized network, you are going to communicate with your direct neighbors. What kind of protocol would you want for that? And you would probably want some kind of trust on first use off the record protocol that basically does a key exchange with a public key, trust on first use, maybe has some rekeying protocol as well built in, but something like that. So at least that a passive observer of the network cannot see what is happening or what is part of the communication. And more importantly, that encryption layer protects the metadata of the next layer. So if you now need a routing